The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara here, Kedushin Daf Yud Tes and Aleph, discusses a question. Now Shemiyayid Odom Levnoi Kotel. There's a mitzvah in the Torah when somebody buys an Amivriya, so he has a mitzvah of Yud. The mitzvah of Yud is that he has a mitzvah to marry this Amivriya, to marry her himself, or to marry her off to his son. There's a special mitzvah in the Torah called Yud, which the Gemara over here discusses. So the question of the Gemara, Boy Reish Lakish, Mao Shemiyayid Odom Levnoi Koton. Obviously, the master is a Godel, and we know generally speaking that a marriage requires Kedolim. Someone who needs this in order to get married, you need to be a Godel. But the question is that the mitzvah of Yid over here, since the Torah says that it's possible for the mitzvah of Yid to be fulfilled by the master's son, what happens if the son of the master of this Amivriya is a Kotan? The Gemara wants to know, is it possible for him to marry off this Amivriya to his son who is a Kotan? Benoi Omer Achmona, Benoi Kolduhu, since the Torah says Benoi, so maybe Kolduhu, any, even if he's a Kotan, it's fine, you can marry him off. Just like he has to be similar to the Odin himself. Mahu Godel, just like he himself is Godel, after no Godel, so too the Yud can only be performed by a Godel, and Yud cannot be performed by a Katan. Therefore, if his son is a Katan, there will be no mitzvah Yibum. So the Gemara wants to prove. Gemara wants to prove that it does pass. It's possible to perform the mitzvah Yud even if it's performed by his son who is a katan. Toshma, the Gemara says, we have a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ish asher yinev es eishes rieu. The Torah talks about someone who is mizanim with the eishes ish. The Torah says, a man, asher yinev es eishes rieu, he is mizanim with someone else's wife. The halacha is yischayev misa. So the Gemara makes a drasha that the Torah says, asher yinev es eishes ish. And ish refers to a godel. So we see from here, Prat the Eishes Katan, that there is no Chiyuv Misa if someone is Mizana with the Eishes Katan, with the wife of a Katan. Why, if someone is Mizana with the wife of a Katan, is he not Chayiv Misa? So the Gemara understands that he can't be Chayiv Misa because a Katan cannot get married. It's not possible for a Kli, even if a Katan were to give a Kedushin. And the Kedushin Isha does not work. It's not considered a good Kedushin. And therefore, that's why we see from this pasuk that even if somebody would be mizana with this lady, they would not be chayiv misa because there is no ishus. So, frek the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that a person can marry off an amivriya to his son who is a katan, imkei matzinu ishus pikatan. Then we find that it's possible for a katan to be married because we have a case if he marries off the amivriya to his son. The Kedushin is Chal, and according to what we're saying over here, the Kedushin is Chal and not Torah. If there's such a case of a Kedushin, so now how could you tell me, how could the Torah tell me that the wife of a Katan, if she's Mizana, is not Chai Misa? It's not true. There's a situation over here by Yud, where the wife of a Katan, if she's Mizana, she is Chai Misa, because the Kedushin is Chal, the Kedushin takes effect min HaTorah. So the Gemara answers that this is not a proof. So the Gemara wanted to try to prove from here that it must be that a person cannot perform Yud on a son who is a Katan, who is under the age of Bar Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, no, there's no proof. Because we can say that the Pasuk is talking about something else. The Pasuk is discussing a mitzvah of Yibum. We know there's a mitzvah of Yibum that if someone is married, he doesn't have any children, and the husband dies, so there's a mitzvah on the brother to perform Yibum and marry his brother's wife. So the halacha is that what happens if he dies, the brother dies, and he has a brother, younger brother, who is under the age of Bar Mitzvah. So the halacha is, the Gemara says that if a Yavam is 9 years or older, but he's not yet Bar Mitzvah, and he decides to marry and be kinder than perform the mitzvah of Yibum on his brother's wife, in such a case, that's what the Pasuk is talking about when we say Isha Prat, the Ashes Ishpat, the Ashes Kotam, is discussing such a case, such a Ishus, and that is where we need this Pasuk, and therefore the Pasuk is not referring to Yud at all, and there is no proof either way to whether a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Yud by marrying the Amma off to his son who is a Kotam. Now the Gemara over here seems to say clearly that Kiddushin, under most circumstances, except for possibly a Yovam, or possibly a Yibum, Kiddushin under almost all circumstances can only be performed by somebody who is Bar Mitzvah, by a man who is a Gadol. The Ish, who is Mikadosh, who is performing the Kiddushin, the husband needs to be a Gadol and not a Katan. And the Gemara says that Tmila, Mitzinu Ishus B'Katan, we don't find Ishus B'Katan, and we prove from this Pasuk, for Ishus Ish, Pradla Ishus Katan, that there is no other way for a Katan to get married. This is in distinction to the Ketana, because we know the halacha is that the father has a right to marry off his daughter. He can accept Kesef Kiddushin from any man, and through that he can cause his daughter, who is a ketana, who is under the age of bas mitzvah, to become married to this man. That works min ha-Torah. But the other way around, for a katan to be mikadosh in Isha, it would seem clear from this Gemara that it is not possible min ha-Torah. The issue over here is that the Chuvis Marik in Simon Lamed brings down that there was an earlier tshuva from Rav Yitzchak Barzilai, who was one of the Rishonim, who discusses a case where a father was involved in marrying off his son, who was a katan, who was not the age of Bar Mitzvah, and the father gave the kesef kiddushin either to the isha or to the father of a katana, whatever the situation was, and this Rabbeinu Yitzchak Barzilai says that in such a case, the halacha should be that the kiddushin is chal min ha-Torah. That is, means to say that Rabbi Yitzchak Barzilai says that there is a potential, there's a possibility for a katan to get married. If the katan himself is mikadosh in isha and he gives a kesef kiddushin, that does not work. However, if the father of this katan gives the kesef kiddushin to a woman on behalf of his son, who is a katan, here he says that the kiddushin will be chal and will be considered kipshuta. It seems it will be considered a kiddushin min ha-Torah. How can this possibly work? Someone else can give kiddushin, kesef kiddushin. So the way it works is we have a rule. It's called zachon la'adam shloi b'fanam. There's such a concept of zchiyah that someone else can donate money on my behalf. Someone else can give money and say this money is on behalf of a different person, behalf of Reuven. And when you give it, then you say that's as if it came from Reuven. So this is a concept of zchiyah that we find many times in Shas and in Halacha, that you can give money on behalf of somebody else. Therefore, the father over here can give the kesef kiddushin on behalf of his son, and he's saying, I'm giving this kesef kiddushin on behalf of my son. That's called zechiyah. And since that's called zechiyah, see, you could do zechiyah will work min ha-Torah. It is possible, halach and shulchan aruch, it is possible to be mezakeh something and give it to a katan. As I state, it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpah Suin Reish Mem Gimel. So therefore, it's possible to give something on behalf to the woman on saying that I was mezakeh to my son, and therefore it's his money, and there on that he will be mikadosh this isha min ha-Torah. And therefore, we have a hechatimtzu, how a person could be marry a woman even though the husband is a kota. So the marit in is Chuvis Marit in the Chelik Evan Ezer, Simon Mamalov says this can't be. This idea that we say that this katan could get married, he can marry a lady through the fact that the father gives the kesef kiddushin, it's very nice, al picheshbin, it seems like it should work. But it can't work, it can't be, because this is directly opposite our Gemara. The Gemara by us in Kedushin says clearly, the Gemara that most only found these two cases, the case of Yud, where possibly it would be possible to have a Katan who could be married min ha-Torah, and the Gemara's other example of Yibum, where possibly a Katan could be married min ha-Torah. But other than that, the Gemara does not have any other option. There's no other way, the Gemara says, that a Katan can get married. So it's not possible. It must be that this is not true. It must be this does not work, and it's not possible for a kohen to get married this way. The question is, true, okay, fine. So we see from our Gemara that it's not possible for a kohen to get married, but what do we do with the cheshbon? It should be true. The halacha should be that it should be possible for the father to be zoicha the money to the kohen, and therefore through that he should be able to be mikadosh the isha. So there are those who say, machmas, because of this question, that it must be that Zechiyah is not Menat Torah, or at least the Rabbi Yitzchak Barzilai, who says that this Kiddushin will take effect, he holds that Zechiyah does not work Menat Torah. This idea that you could be Mizakah for somebody else, Mizakah for a Katan, will not work, will not actually make it his Menat Torah. Midrabbam will work, it will not work Menat Torah. And therefore the Noid Yehuda says, by cause this only works, this chiyah, whole chiyah only works midirabbanon, so therefore the entire kiddushin is only midirabbanon. Min ha-tayra, they're not really married. I mean, they're only married midirabbanon because it's considered the katan's money midirabbanon. Therefore there's no contradiction to our Gemara. The Gemara over here by us is obviously talking about whether the kiddushin is chal min ha-tayra, whether at a deraisa level if they're considered married or if they're not considered married. Nashenken, midirabbanon, that's not our sugya. So therefore the Noid Yehuda says that there is no stira between this Psak of Rav Yitzchak Barzilai and Er Sugya because the Kiddushin is only the Rabban. The Avni Miluim, in Simon Aleph, in Evan Ezra, wants to suggest a different answer. An answer the way that this Shita of Rav Yitzchak Barzilai could fit and not be a contradiction to the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Avni Miluim wants to base his Yisoid. He wants to base his Teretz on Yisoid that says in the Halacha that we find certain times that a person could be Kaddish and Isha and the Kiddushin is Chal, they're considered married. However, if one of them were to be Mizana, if the Isha would be Mizana, she would not be Chayiv Misa. One of the example he brings is a special Xeris Akosu that the Torah says that someone who is a chetzia shifcha, chetzia baschayrim, she's half freed and half a slave. She had two masters and one master freed her, so half of her is considered free and half is considered a shifcha. The halach is that she is allowed, she has the ability to get married to an Eved Ivri, and the halach is that Kedushin is chal. However, there's a special miyat the Torah says that if she's mizana, she's not chayiv misa. Instead, she gets malchus, and the husband and the person's mezana brings a carbon, but there is no chayiv misa. So he says that in such a case, the halacha is, since the kiddushin is not 100% considered a good kiddushin, it's considered a good kiddushin, but the kiddushin does not take effect for all the halachas. So he says in such a case, the halacha is that if she would go and accept the kesef kiddushin, someone else would be mikadosher. The halacha would be that the other second person's kiddushin would be chal. Usually, once someone is married, a woman cannot be married to two different men. So once she's married to one person, if someone else would to give her a ring or a kesef for kiddushin, the second person's kiddushin is not chal. She's not considered married to the second person at all. However, in such a case, where there is no chiv misa on for if she would be mizana, so the second person's kiddushin will be chal to a certain extent. She won't be mutter to live with him. She'll need a get from both of them. She'll need a, but the kiddushin is chal enough that min ha-toyro they will require a get. So therefore, based on this yisoid, the Avni Miluim says in our Gemara, what are we trying to do? The Gemara has a pasuk Eishes Katam, Eishes Ish, that says that Eishes Katam, if she's mizana, she will not be chayiv misa. And the Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to explain what are we talking about? What's the case? Where do we have a case where a katan could be mikadosh in Isha when the kiddushin will be chal? And such that will be the case that the pasuk is telling us that if this woman goes and she's mizana, she will not be chayiv misa even though she's considered married. So we want to say that we're talking about the case of Rav Yitzchak Barzilai, the case where the father was mekadesh the isha on and gave the money on behalf of his son who was a katan. In such a case, the only reason why the Pais can say that this Kiddushin will work, why the son is considered Mekudeshes, is because we said it's a schus. There's a benefit for him to be married. However, in this such a case where she can be Mekabel, gets the Kiddushin from somebody else, she can be end up being married to somebody else, that is not considered a schus for him. That's not considered a schus for the Kotel. He brings the raya that that's not considered a schus. The Mishnah Malach says clearly it's not called a schus. So in such a case, where if she would be able to accept kedushin from somebody else, this would not be considered a schus. So based on that, the Avnei Milum says it's not possible to explain this pasuk, that the pasuk is talking about the case where the father gave the kesef kedushin, gave the money on behalf of the son who's a katan. Because in such a case, if this drasha were true and it would apply to this case where the katan would be married, but if his wife would be mizanish, would not be chayiv misa, then someone else would be able to be mikadosher as well. It would not be considered a schus, and once it would not be considered a schus, therefore the kedushin would not take effect in the first place, because the only reason why the katan gets the money is because it's considered a schus. The only reason the kedushin is chal is because it's a schus. Since in this situation it would not be considered a schus, therefore it's not possible for the Gemara to explain the pasuk to be speaking about this scenario. According to this pshat, Navni Muluim, we can say that the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Barzilai, the kedushin taka takes effect min haTorah and not midRabbanan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.